Back at Kavanaugh Court alongside Bar Eve Principal Jeff Doyle. I'm Mike DeCourcy. And Coach Doyle, good evening here on Homecoming.
Yeah, nice crowd tonight. And congratulations to Anna O'Connor. She was named the Bar Eve Queen for tonight. All the girls look very nice. And check out the Bar Eve Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account as I got strict orders from all the candidates to blow it up.
To blow it up. I like it. The one thing I liked about this year's slate of candidates, Coach Doyle, is you asked so many people who the homecoming queen is going to be. And I can't tell you how many times I heard all five candidates' names mentioned by different students this week. And yeah, Anna O'Connor got the the big win tonight, but I think that's a testament to the types of people that these four girls are. And you know, couldn't go wrong with any of the choices.
No, you couldn't. And not to get into the results, but I'll just say it was probably the closest in Bar Eve history. So, but congratulations to Anna. And I agree, five outstanding young ladies. And just, you could just tell they're happy for Anna. And they were going to be happy for whoever won. And you just could see the smiles on their faces. They were just glad to be out there together as a group. And just, you know, as a lot of our classes here at Bar Eve, this is another extremely close class. And it's just kind of funny as you do this, you know, now I'm in my 23 years. Each class just gets their own identity, and they're kind of special in their own way. And definitely you could say that about the class of 2018.
Right. Yeah, and that was, you know, going back to volleyball season, you had four volleyball players out there tonight, four seniors. And the thing that kind of impressed a lot of people, me included, is they took a lot of those freshmen under their wings and never made it a seniors and against everybody else thing. And I think, you know, it's one of the most well-liked classes that I've ever been around, just from top to bottom.
Yeah, no, I can't say any more on that. So just very fortunate to be able to work with this group. And I know that, you know, with you teaching senior government and econ and then psychology, sociology, that, you know, you're dealing with all the upperclassmen, so you get to know them on a more personal level, dealing with them day in, day out. And so it's just a fun bunch when you can go to work and deal with people like that.
Well, it's the Eastern Green Thunderbirds tonight, Coach Doyle. They come in 2-2 on the season, and as I kind of mentioned in my opening remarks, this is an Eastern Green team that you know, a lot of these kids, they were playing football in the state finals just a few weeks ago. So as far as preparation, you know, probably a little bit behind the game. But in reality, you go all the way to the state finals and you know how to win.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're looking at, this is their third week of practice. They've had 2 weeks of games. So, and I'm sure each time they go out, they're going to get a little bit better. And I'm sure that's what Coach Hughes has been telling his team, that, you know, yeah, they're coming in here with the 2-2 record, but just as you said, this is a team that hasn't been together very long, but a very talented group. And, you know, a group that we saw last year at the sectional, at the Eastern Green sectional, and it's been a very good opponent since Eastern's came back on the schedule, provided some really close games. And hopefully it's not too close tonight, but I wouldn't be surprised just with the athletes that Eastern has. And I know you asked Coach Hughes about that after Tuesday night's game, and that was one thing he alluded to. And when you got talent like that, you know, anything can happen. And we've seen when Bari's been good, we've been very good, but then on nights that maybe we're off our game a little bit, then we'll play maybe a team that maybe we think that we're 15, 20 points better than. It could be a really close game, so I'm sure that could be the case tonight.
Yeah, it certainly could. We're going to go ahead and take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this two-minute timeout.
Farmers will tell you Ag Lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag Lime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of Ag Lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Ho, 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 uh-oh. Looks like my sleigh is broken down again, Rudolph, and we're going to have to cancel Christmas.
Santa, we can go to the Washington Chrysler Center. Right now they're having the big finish event of 2017, and they have all the remaining 2017s priced at dealer cost, plus you keep the rebates. You can take 25% off all remaining quad cab trucks in stock. That's a savings of over $10,000. But we have to hurry. With 25% off, they're going to disappear fast.
Ho, ho, ho! The Washington Chrysler Center saves Christmas.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Kavanaugh Court alongside Barre Principal Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Coach Doyle, the Vikings are going to get another solid win tonight, move to 6-0 on the season. What do we need to do?
I'm going to go on the defensive side tonight. You got a Caleb Hamilton, who is a very good player.
What an athlete that kid is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
If we can hold him, just not have let him have a breakout game tonight, I don't think Eastern's going to have enough scoring. So just hold Hamilton to his average. Don't let him have a career night tonight or be able to put this Eastern Green team on his back, which he's very capable of. So if Barre can do that on the defensive end, I like our chances.
All right. So doing a good job on the defensive end. Tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. So Barre and Eastern out on the floor warming up. And when you talk about the head coaches here tonight, we've talked a lot about Coach Hughes, obviously, but one of his better buddies in the business is on the other sideline tonight. Relatively younger guy, but John Neal, who now in multiple seasons at Eastern Green, is somebody that Coach Hughes likes. And John Neal comes from the Bloomfield line of basketball, played collegiately at Franklin College, and they play a very disciplined style of basketball, and they're going to be well coached.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, looking at John Harrell's site, and this is his fifth year. I was going to say year three, so time really goes. But he's a career record of 50-49, and John just does a really nice job. And I know 2 years ago when they came over here, I was just really impressed with how his team and his game plan. He just does a really nice job and is a really good guy. And of course, I question his judgment a little bit because he was asking about you before the game and wanted to know where DeCourcy is and talking about what a good guy you are. So I guess if that's the only bad thing you can say about him, then he's doing pretty good.
I got to plead guilty, Coach Doyle. Both you and I under the weather a little bit after I got my daughter dropped off in the stands and talked to a former student for a little bit. I went down to my room and I did the pose for a second. I kicked my feet up and closed my eyes for a second. So excuse me tonight if I hack and cough my way through the broadcast, but we're going to make it through, and hopefully the Vikings pull out another win. We're going to take another timeout, starting lineups, national anthem, everything else just around the corner. And when we come back, we'll have the opening tip. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
All-terrain vehicles, ATVs, are popular for work and recreation on many farms and ranches. Unfortunately, according to the National Safety Council, there are increasing reports of accidents with serious injuries and even deaths. Most of these accidents can be attributed to improper use of the ATV. Hello everyone, I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield with this Farm Safety and Health Week message. An ATV is not a toy. Children should not be allowed to operate an ATV without special training, and then should only be allowed to operate one that is size appropriate. ATVs are not made for multiple riders. You should wear appropriate riding gear. Do not operate the ATV on streets, highways, or paved roads. Make sure tires are aired up and wheels in good condition. Make sure the controls and cable are operational. An ATV can be a great tool on the farm, but improper use can be deadly. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
RTC Communications has been providing quality communication services for over 65 years. If you're in the market for a new phone system, computer, or data networking, give RTC Communications a call today for a no-hassle, no-obligation quote. RTC Communications has the staff and resources to help the individual or the largest business with their telecommunication needs. Give us a call today at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Montgomery Ruritan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruritan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruritan Club's website at montgomeryruritanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruritanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruritan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Back at Kavanaugh Court alongside Barrie principal Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Coach Doyle, as we get ready for starting lineups here tonight, from a Protestant to a Catholic, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm just going to go out on record. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. Father Jim Caressel is a national treasure.
Absolutely. And if you haven't had the good joys of coming to St. Peter's Church and hear Father Jim and his homilies, they are attention getters. And he draws you in the first minute or so. And he is a treasure. And at his age, we are lucky that he continues to serve the community of Montgomery and the community of Daviess County. But I liked it that God likes basketball. I always knew it, but now that Father Jim has said it, we know it's true.
Yeah, we are certainly lucky to have Father Jim here in the community, a great guy, and certainly one that's, I mean, you know, you talk about Mr. K and some of your biggest Barrie supporters. I mean, he's up here all the time, all the time. He really enjoys watching the kids perform and play. Starting lineups being introduced right now. Barrie going to go the way that they have went the last several games, and they're going to go like this. Starting at one guard position, Gabe Gladish. Gabe is a 6 foot 1 inch sophomore, or a junior, excuse me. At another guard position, Nick Parsons. Nick is a 5 foot 11 inch senior. Third guard position tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 5'10 and a junior. At a forward position tonight, Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'5 and a junior. And the man in the middle tonight, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8 and a sophomore. Vikings coached by Brian Hughes. Coach Hughes looking for career win number 573 here tonight. Welcome, Green. They're going to go like this, Coach Doyle.
okay, the starters, and we've got a very senior-laden Eastern Green lineup. At one guard, you've got Ethan Helton, a 6'1 senior. At the other guard position, 5'6, Joel Weimer. J.W. Howard will be at 1'4, a 6'2 senior. Jay Skinner will be at the center position, a 6'4 junior. And then Caleb Hamilton will man the post, a 6' senior.
And Hamilton was the star of that Eastern Green football team that had such a great season this year. Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Ball is up, tip controlled by Barreve. And here we go. Looks like a 2-3 zone starting out for Eastern. And this is something that Coach Doyle, we've wanted to see because we've not really seen a lot of zone this year.
We haven't. Gabe Gladys is going to let a 3 fly, and he nothing but net. 3-0 Vikings.
And that's the obvious zone buster, Coach Doyle.
It really is, and that's something that we've been discussing, that we thought maybe some teams would start trying to play zone to slow down some of our individual matchups, but Gabe Gladys shows you right away that that might not be a very good idea.
So bar even a 2-3 zone. Hamilton shot off the glass, no good. Isaac Wagler skips it over. Gladys going to set for another 3. He's starting hot again tonight, and it's 6-0, and Coach John Neal wants a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, and I know he is in their face right now about transition defense, Coach Doyle.
Well, you got to credit Isaac Wagler there. He brought the ball up, and he quickly cross-court pass to wide-open Gabe Gladish, and Eastern just a little bit slow getting back, and just like that, it's 6-0. So Barreve looking very sharp on this homecoming night. And one thing I was going to mention, something that we don't see too often, Coach DeCourcy, is the all-time series record is Barreve 9, Eastern 11, so a chance for Barreve to make that 10 wins against 11 losses.
Yeah, this was a game. This was a series that was scheduled. And as you know, Eastern been solid every year, but kind of in the late 90s, early 2000s, they were just dynamic.
They were, absolutely. Had a really good string of talent, and Coach Eigel was at the helm at that time.
So Eastern with it, Vikings with a 6-0 lead. Hamilton with it in the middle of the zone. Weimer's got the ball. Hamilton's got it back. He's going to fire a 3. It's going to be long. Tapped around. Eastern going to come up with it, and they're going to get a foul. And I think they're going to get it on Keegan.
Actually, they're going to get it on Austin Ainscoat.
Okay.
They got Austin a little bit of body there. That'll be Austin's first foul of the evening.
And that's going to put Jay Skinner, a 6'4 junior, at the line. Free throw up and good, 6-1. And it was a deal after that first missed shot. Austin kind of tried to tip it to himself about 3 times and just had it behind his head as Skinner rolls into second, 6-2.
And it looks like Eastern's going to go man-to-man.
Gladish with the basketball. Dribble handoff, Isaac Wagler. Nick Parsons looking for Keegan in the post. And he's going to throw it out of bounds.
And Keegan was open right when initially Nick had it, and he just waited a little bit too long, and then Eastern really started to suck down low and just didn't have a good angle.
Sabari back in a 2-3 zone. Ethan Helton with the basketball. He's got it centered. Hamilton's got it in the middle of the zone. He's going to go up. His shot off the glass, no good. Grabs his own rebound, however. Kicks it out. 3 up. In and good by J.W. Howard. And Barreve has given up 3 offensive rebounds already. And the other way, quick 3 put up by Ainscoe. No good. Here comes Eastern with a chance to take the lead. And shot no good. And Eastern really attacking the board. Another offensive rebound. Another 3 up by Howard. It's no good. And Eastern got their hands on the ball again. And Barreve kind of getting pummeled on the glass right now.
Yeah, they're just not doing a good job reacting and going to the boards. There's, again, we're in a zone, and you've got to check out whoever's in your area. And I'm not seeing any box outs right now for the Barreve Vikings.
Gladish with it. Out to Ainscoe. Back to Isaac. Keegan. Going to dribble it off his foot out of bounds. So two turnovers in the last two possessions.
Yeah, Barive looked really sharp first couple of possessions, and ever since that timeout, having a hard time getting going.
So Barive looks like going to go man-to-man this time, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, man-to-man, and Hamilton's going to drive it. He's going to kick it out to an open three, and that's number 24, Ethan Helton, with his first 3 points of the night, and Eastern is on an 8-0 run.
They've got the lead at 8-6. Keegan O'Neill, it's a cutting Isaac Wagler. Parsons has it. Out to Isaac, and he's going to travel with it. Samar Eve a little choppy after a good start.
Yeah, that the man-to-man, the that good switch there for Coach Neal, and Barry's just got to slow down, take their time, run their offense, and not get in too big a hurry.
Howard wanted to take another three, couldn't quite do it. Going to skip it to the corner. Ball's going to be tapped out of bounds, last touch by Parsons.
Well, and we've said it before, we're going to get everybody's best shot. And Eastern just seems a little bit quicker to the ball, so Barry's going to have to match that intensity because right now we're getting beat to all the loose balls.
So Barry man-to-man. Another long three put up. It's no good. And tapped out of bounds, last touch by Howard.
Yeah, Nick Parsons did a good job there getting his butt into the Eastern defender and was able to secure that ball for Barive.
So Gladish with the basketball, 8-6 Eastern, 4 minutes, 20 seconds left, opening quarter. Keegan with it, almost traveled, didn't do it, however. Parsons going to set for three. He banked it in, Coach Doyle.
The bank is open.
It counts. 9-8. Vikings by a point. Helton with it, trying to get around Gladish. And Gladish going to foul him, and he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Yeah, Gabe did a nice job sliding his feet, but when the guy goes up, he doesn't need to try to block it because more times than not, you're going to foul there. I think if Gabe would have just put his hand straight up, I don't think the Eastern defender or player would have hit it. And number two, I don't think there would have been a foul call.
You know, as you talk about, if you hit a tough contested shot, congratulations. First free throw in and good. We're tied at 9.
It's Helton. That is his fourth point of the night.
And Helton gets them both, 10-9. Gladish with it on the inbounds. He's going to hand it back to Isaac Wagler. Parsons has it. Gladish. Wagler in the corner. Back to Parsons, top of the key. Keegan O'Neill has it down in the post. He's going to go up, loses it. And Keegan's had a rough start here tonight.
Yeah, he's just got to stay mentally involved in the game. And had a chance to get the rebound there and does not come up with it. But he does block the shot there. Austin Ainsco gets it. Here comes Barive.
Gabe Gladish with the basketball. Hesitation dribble back to Ainsco. Over to Isaac. Gladish has it now. Parsons, three up from the corner. Got another one. That one didn't bank in.
No, and you know, Nick got that first one to go, and that gave him a little bit of confidence. He didn't worry that it banked in. It didn't matter how it went in, and he shot that ball with confidence. Nice job for Nick Parsons.
Yeah, Nick is a good shooter, but Hamilton is going to bully his way down the lane, lay it in. We're tied at 12. Gladish going to set for another three. It's no good. Here comes Eastern.
Pretty good look there for Gabe. Eastern defender kind of backed off and gave Gabe that three-pointer just a little bit short.
And on the back cut, ball going to be tapped away for a second. Eastern picks it back up. Hamilton going to set for three, and he got it. 15-12, scoring going back and forth.
Yeah, not too bad of a closeout there by Austin Ainsco. Hamilton just hit a tough shot there. Austin did a good job contesting.
Gladish on the baseline, little floater, no good. I think Gladish wanted a call, thought he got bumped kind of on his way down. And on the other end, Keegan O'Neill going to foul J.W. Howard. Howard going to go to the line to shoot two more.
Well, the difference so far has been Barrie, they've been getting one shot, and that's it. And Eastern's has been able to get multiple attempts. So Barrie's got to send, got to get somebody on the offensive glass, too. That was a good move by Gabe Gladish. I thought he was going to get the roll there and just rolled out. Eastern Green is really pushing the ball in transition.
Howard's first free throw, no good. And the way that this game has started here tonight, Coach Doyle, it may be a night where Gabe has to have another big game for the Vikings to get a win.
Yeah, because you can see Eastern Green, they are trying to take away Keegan O'Neill as they're doubling him early and often.
Second one is good, 16-12 Eastern, now by four. Haynes go with it, top of the key, over to Isaac. Down to Keegan. And Keegan, his shot no good, but they're going to get a foul on J.W. Howard. And Keegan going to go to the line to shoot two.
Keegan was nice, did a good job being patient there. Rolled to the left side and went up with a shot. The Eastern defender just got into his body a little bit too much, so he'll have two shots. Chance to get on the scoreboard for Keegan. First free throw is no good, and Keegan just needs to stay up on the line. He has a tendency sometimes to back off the line after he shoots it.
First free throw, no good. Austin Ainsco sits down. Quentin Yoder into the game. Keegan second, got that one. 16-13, Eastern by three.
Yeah, much better job there by Keegan. He stayed on the line, confident stroke, so maybe that'll get him going.
3-2 zone this time by Barrie. And Eastern trying to get themselves organized right here. They left Hamilton in the corner. Hamilton, another three, no good, but he just runs his rebound down. Lays it up and in, 18-13.
And again,
Vikings just getting pummeled on the glass.
Yeah, and that is 7 points for Caleb Hamilton.
Nick Parsons with it in the corner. Gabe Gladish over to Parsons. Nick going to set for another three. He got another one. That is 9 of first quarter points for Nick Parsons, 18-16. Vikings trail by two. And quickly the other way, three up, no good by Howard. And Gladish gets behind the defense. He's going to lay it up and in. We're tied at 18.
Yeah, and credit Nick Parsons there. He did a great job of leading Gabe with the ball. Parsons got the rebound and then got it out quick to Gabe Gladish.
We're down to 35 seconds. Eastern says, to heck with the last shot. We're going to take it. And ball's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Keegan. And another opportunity for Eastern.
And right now, the scoring for Barrie, 9 points for Parsons and 8 for Gladish, and then you got 1 point for Keegan O'Neill. So the backcourt doing their job so far on the offensive end.
So Eastern with the basketball on the inbounds. Looks like they're going to try to get the last shot. We're down to 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. Howard has it. Ethan Helton now over to Hamilton. Hamilton going to try to go around Keegan O'Neill. Keegan going to block it. Hamilton gets it back, however. Second shot up, got it. And a bad close to the quarter at the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 20-18, Vikings trail by two. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on the General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 2018, and the first quarter scoring is fast and furious, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it was 2018 Eastern, and a very entertaining game to watch. Bar Reed just got to do a better job on the backboards and then also limit Caleb Hamilton. Hamilton had 9 first quarter points.
So it is Eastern basketball. Bar Reed in a zone again. And a 3 up from the corner, no good. And Quentin Yoder going to go up and rip the rebound down.
And the 3 ball has been the name of the game tonight. 5 for Bar Reed. And 1-2-3 for Eastern Green.
Gladish with it. Down to Keegan O'Neill. Keegan going to go up and over everybody, lay it in. We're tied at 20.
Yeah, great post-entry feed there from Gladish to Keegan. And Keegan did a nice job gathering himself and going up strong.
3-2 zone. Hamilton going to set for another 3. It's going to be long. Keegan going to grab the rebound again. Over to Gladish. Murray can take the lead again. Quentin Yoder. And tried to hit a cutting Gladish. And it's a bad pass. Gladish not able to handle it. Out of bounds. Eastern ball.
Yeah, and that needs to be a bounce pass. Quentin didn't see that Gabe was curling. If he would have bounced pass, I think maybe Gabe could have got all the way to the bucket. Barry's going to stay in this 3-2 zone. Eastern brings the ball down. And they will restart their offense.
So, Coach Doyle, the Vikings just haven't got back-to-back scores in a little bit or back-to-back stops, and it looked like Howard was going to get a layup, but another offensive rebound for Eastern, and it's 22-20. Hamilton scores again.
Yeah, just multiple attempts at the bucket, and you give Eastern 3 attempts, they're probably going to get it down. So, Barry really needs to get on the defensive glass. Nice move by Keegan O'Neill as he spins baseline. Lays it in, and we're back tied at 22 all.
The Vikings are getting, I'm not going to say stops. Well, they are getting stops. They got to finish it with a rebound.
Right, they just got to turn. They got to box somebody out. They're just turning and going to the ball. They're not boxing anybody out. So, and then they're not also pursuing the ball, and Eastern's really going hard. Hamilton goes to the hole, and he's going to lay it in, and that's 13 points for Hamilton.
Coach Brian Hughes wants a timeout. And we are going to take 1-2. 5:53 left, second quarter, 24-22. Bari trails by 2. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 30-second timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With 2 locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 24-22. What was Brian Hughes talking about in that quick 30-second timeout, Coach Doyle?
He's just telling them that we've got to get on the backboards. We cannot continue to give them 2 or 3 opportunities. Then you got to slide your feet in that zone. They're getting the ball, and they're just driving at will towards the bucket.
Freshman Bryson Graber into the game. Keegan O'Neill's got it. Goes down, his shot no good. Keegan going to run it down, however. And his inside interior pass to Ainsco going to be mishandled. And Barry with another turnover.
Yeah, Keegan had a good thought there, but he's just got to shake it off. Keegan's showing a lot of emotion tonight. He's just got to play the next play. He's had a good start to the second quarter, and he's just got to, you know, stay positive with himself. He had a nice move. It just didn't go down on the last attempt.
Caleb Hamilton, little shot fake. Out for another 3. Helton knocks one in, 27-22. Eastern now by 5.
And that's 8 points for Helton. A lot better close out there, but Helton just a little bit better there on that one.
Gladish with it. Pull up. Short. Not a good shot.
And nobody going to the offensive glass.
And blocking foul on the other end. And Helton going to lay it in. And they're going to get it on Keegan O'Neill. And Mareev. Nothing sharp, Coach Doyle. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah,
transition defense, rebounding.
Well, and you know, that last time, the shot selection, you know, that's a shot Gabe can hit, but just it's a tough shot. It's a tough shot for anybody to shoot a 17-footer on the move. But, okay, if you're going to take a shot like that, you got to have some people going to the glass, and we haven't had anybody going to the offensive glass, and we're just getting one chance and not the other end. Eastern's getting multiple attempts.
So Helton at the line. Free throw. Got it. 30-22. Vikings now trail by 8.
Just like that, Helton's in double figures with 11 points. Him and Hamilton have 24 of the 30 points for Eastern.
Bryson, he's going to throw one out of bounds, and he and Austin Ains go not on the same page, and Vari just not in sync.
Right, right there, Bryson's just got to take it down, a dribble or two, create a better angle, but Austin's also got to seal his guy better. And when you're the number one team, you're going to get the other team's best effort, and so you got to step up. And Barreev does it right there as they get a steal by Bryson Graber. He brings it down, kicks it over to Nick Parsons. He thought about a three.
So Barreev with the possession again. Bryson, Gladish, Bryson again. Ainsco up for three from the corner. Got it. 30-25. Barreev to within five.
Assist there for Bryson Grabers. He drew the defense and got Austin Ainsco just a little bit of daylight, and Austin was able to knock down his first points of the night.
Hamilton down the lane. His shot going to roll out, and we're going to get a foul on Hamilton right there as he is going to hit Quentin Yoder after Quentin had grabbed the rebound.
Yeah, and Barreed's lucky there as they let Hamilton get all the way to the hole there. The only thing that they did do is Austin did challenge him, and his 6'5" length really affected Hamilton there. So Barreed got it down to a 5-point game.
Austin Yoder in for the first time. Nick Parsons gets his first break. And what a pass from Bryson down to Quentin Yoder. Quentin lays it in, 30-27.
Yeah, the last two plays, Bryson Graber with two assists.
So Barreed's little 5-0 run to cut it back to three. Hamilton with it again. And his shot going to be blocked that time. Quentin Yoder going to dive on the floor, and he's going to call timeout, and Barreev going to get it back. So good hustle play right there. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 30-27. Eastern leads Barreev by three. 3:27 left, second quarter. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 30-second timeout.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Now, back to Barreed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Barreed with it. Gladish going to fire a three. Got it. 8-0 run for Barreed. We're tied at 30 again, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, and Bryson Graber gets the assist there. That puts Gabe in double figures.
Hamilton with it for Eastern Green. Barreed man-to-man. Weimer's got it. J.W. Howard. Hamilton again. Helton had it for a second. J.W. Howard has it again. Bryson Graber almost going to take it away. And we got a tie-up. Barreed going to get it on the alternating possession. I tell you what, Bryson and Quentin have really teamed up for some good defensive plays here about the last three possessions.
Absolutely. Bryson with the quick hands there, and then I love the hustle as we had multiple Barreed players on the floor, and that's two straight times, and both times Quentin Yoder's been involved in them. And, you know, we were talking about you know, the things that Barreed wasn't doing, but what we weren't talking about is how well Eastern Green's playing. So this is a good team, and this is what Coach Hughes thought coming into this game, that they would continue to get better. And Eastern's showing that, you know, they just haven't had a lot of practice. But I like the way Barreev is responding now. And now they've got it back to a tie game.
And Barreev going to turn it over. A pass headed for Austin Ainsco slips through his hands and goes across half court. It's going to be over and back. Sometimes you have turnovers, Coach Doyle, but
that's a careless turnover.
That's just unforced.
Yes, and those are the type that, you know, if you want to play at a high level, you can't have those, or you can't have too many of those.
Hamilton with it, and ball going to be taken away, and that's going to be Ainsco going to get it back.
Good help defense there for the Vikings.
Ainsco over to Gladish. Ainsco going to set for another three. Got it again. 33-30. Vikings by three again. That's an 11-0 run.
Yeah, and Austin doing a much better job getting his feet set on the last two three-pointers. And we're going to get a turnover there as they're going to get the Eastern Green. That's number 14 with the carry, Joel Weimer. And so possession back to the Vikings. And that's the one thing. This Viking team can score points in a hurry.
Yeah.
And they did this when Keegan O'Neill went out, and just so that just shows you the versatility of this lineup, of this team.
When you put so many people on the floor that can make outside shots, you know, Parsons has already hit three tonight. Ainsco, your 6'5 kid, Gabe Gladish. Keegan stepped out and made him. Gabe going to fire another three. It's going to be no good. Ball's tapped around. Here comes Eastern on the run. And pull-up jumper in and good by Helton, 33-32.
And that's 13 points for Helton.
Austin Yoder, Ainsco, going to set for another one. That one's going to be long. Quentin Yoder, and he's going to throw a behind-the-back pass off of Linton out of, or off of Eastern out of bounds. And Barry's going to get it under their own back bucket.
Nice hustle there by Quentin Yoder, getting an extra possession for the Vikings.
Gladish on the curl, on the inbounds, got it. 15-footer, 35-32. Nice inbound set.
13 points for Gladish.
So Ethan Helton with the basketball. Over to Hamilton.
It looks like Eastern's going to hold for the last shot here.
35-32 Vikings. We're under 40 seconds left, opening half. Drew Helton has it. Looks like Bryson Graber is going to get that matchup. We're under 20. Now we're at 10, and here goes Eastern. Let's see what they try to do. Howard with it out high. Hamilton with it in the post. Skips it over. Helton fires a three at the buzzer, and it's no good. Good last set by Eastern. Shot doesn't go. And at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings lead Eastern 35-32. Halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. So Vikings lead at 35-32. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, Jeff Doyle will have all of tonight's halftime statistics. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this three-minute timeout.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Injuries are the leading cause of blindness among farmers. Hello everyone, I'm Cindy Young with this National Farm Safety and Health Week message. According to the National Eye Institute, farmers' eyes are the second most frequently injured part of the body. The most common causes of eye injuries are flying objects, dust particles, chemicals, and sun exposure. Protective eyewear can prevent eye injuries in more than 90% of cases, so it is of the utmost importance that you're wearing the best personal protective gear for the job. Safety glasses should be impact-resistant with wraparound lenses for the most complete protection. Look for glasses that block 99 to 100% of UV rays. Over time, those rays can lead to cataract development and eyelid skin cancers. Eye injuries are more likely to occur when repairing farm machinery than when operating it, so goggles, face shields, and welding helmets should be worn when appropriate for the task. Protect your eyes. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666. Making tough crop input decisions is about to get a lot easier with H3. It all starts with three proven products, Coron, Nucleus, and Hydrahume, each working together to improve fertility, efficiency, and yield. Three steps, one easy decision. H3, a system approach available at your local Coron, Nucleus, and Hydrahume dealer. It could be the easiest decision you make all year. Talk to your local Helena Chemical Company experts in Montgomery to learn more about these products. With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 35-32. Bar Reed leads by three. And at halftime, little Mississippi Queen in the background. Garrett Bell on lead guitar. Coach Doyle, I know you're a big guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Back in my day, me and Jimi Hendrix, we're right there.
Used to shred.
We were kindred souls.
I can tell. I can tell. Halftime scoring, Coach Doyle.
First for the Barrie Vikings. They're led scoring by their 6-foot junior, Gabe Gladish. Gabe got it going right from the start. He has 13 first half points courtesy of 3 3-point field goals. Gabe also with a couple of 2-point field goals for his 13 points. Nick Parsons, the 5'10 senior. Nick with a great first half as he got into the scoring action. Nick is having a solid senior year, but tonight he's picking up the scoring load as he had 3 3-pointers in the first half for his 9 points. Austin Ainscoat. Austin got his scoring going in the latter part of the second quarter. Austin with 2 3-point field goals with 6 points. Keegan O'Neill, hampered by foul trouble. The 6'8 sophomore was still able to score 5 points. 2 2-point field goals, 1 and 2 of the line for Keegan for his 5 points. Quentin Yoder, the 6'3 junior, came off the bench and provided a spark for the Vikings in the latter part of the first half. Keegan with a field goal for 2 points. For the Eastern Green Thunderbirds, they have 2 scorers in double figures. Caleb Hamilton with 13 points. Caleb had 5 2-pointers and a 3-pointer for 13 points. Excuse me, Ethan Helton also with 13 points. Ethan with 2 3-pointers, 2 2-pointers, 3 of 3 of the line, 13 points. Jay Skinner with a field goal for 2 points, 2 of 2 of the line. And J.W. Howard with a 3-pointer, 1 of 2 of the line for his 4 points. At the end of one quarter, it saw Eastern get out to a 20-18 lead. And then Barrie was able to outscore Eastern 17-12 to take a 35-32 halftime advantage.
All right, and that's where we sit, 35-32. Coach Doyle, it looks like, you know, the Vikings, once they kind of settled into the man-to-man defense, they tried it a couple of times, but the last few possessions of the first half, it looked better. They were closing possessions better with a rebound. I'm thinking that's probably where we'll stay in the second half.
Yeah, I think so too. I think our man-to-man defense really got stronger as the first half went, and I think it's our rebounding wasn't what we're accustomed to, but I think you got to credit this Eastern Thunderbird team. And I think Coach Hughes, he saw it coming. He knew this was a dangerous team, and they're a very quality opponent. And I don't think you know, some of it's Barim not rebounding the ball, but I think a lot of it is Eastern's just a good team, so credit them and credit Barim, you know, getting down 29-22 and having a late surge there in the first half to get this 35-32 advantage. So we've got to play a good second half to get a win here.
All right. Well, we're going to take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the second half action. Halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. 35-32, Vikings lead Eastern Green by three. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this three-minute timeout.
Farmers will tell you Ag Lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag Lime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of Ag Lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford. The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Ho, 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 uh-oh. Looks like my sleigh is broken down again, Rudolph, and we're going to have to cancel Christmas.
Santa, we can go to the Washington Chrysler Center. Right now they're having the big finish event of 2017, and they have all the remaining 2017s priced at dealer cost, plus you keep the rebates. You can take 25% off all remaining quad cab trucks in stock. That's a savings of over $10,000. But we have to hurry. With 25% off, they're going to disappear fast.
Ho, ho, ho! The Washington Chrysler Center saves Christmas.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, back to Barrie Vikings basketball on the General. 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Eastern Green basketball to start. Second half action, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, and Barrie's going to start man-to-man. And Barrie has their original starting five out there.
So Eastern with the basketball. Let's see what they try to do on the first possession. I'm going to guess it's something to do with Hamilton. But instead, a nice turnaround jumper put in
by Helton. That's his 15th point on the night.
And he's had a great game so far, 35-34.
And this is a senior-dominated Eastern Thunderbird team. Nice pass from Parsons inside to Keegan O'Neill, and he'll lay it in.
Keegan just had his man sealed. Nick took a step out, bounced it in there, 37-34.
And Keegan's done a lot of things very well this year, but one of the things I've been really impressed with, a big improvement from last year, is his ability to seal people and really call for the ball and be solid down low on his post moves.
Hamilton gets loose on the baseline and lays it in, 37-36.
And that's also his 15th point.
Gladish into the lane, back out. Parsons for another three. In and out, no good. And going to be last touch by Eastern. Keegan got his hands on it, kind of threw it off the foot of an Eastern player. Barrie going to get it underneath.
Yeah, nice hustle place there by Keegan, getting Barrie an extra opportunity.
On the inbounds, Parsons has it. Over to Gabe Gladish. Keegan, top of the key, sets for three. Bingo. 40-36, and we told you the big guy can step out and hit it in rhythm, and he just did.
Yeah, great start to the second half there for Keegan, and he really took his time on that, didn't rush the three-pointer, got his feet set, and nothing but net.
Hamilton with it again, and he just goes right around Ainsco, and that's just a hard matchup for Ainsco to keep him in front, and Hamilton going to go to the line to shoot too.
Yeah, Hamilton's a very nice player, and he does a good job once he goes up for the shot. He does a good job putting his body into you and putting the onus on the official, and he did draw contact there, and he's going to the line for two.
Hamilton leaves the first one short. They'll have one more. Caleb Hamilton, second free throw. It's long. Ainsco going to grab the rebound, gets it off to Isaac. Out to Gladish. Parsons going to set for another three. This one's going to be long. Gladish going to run the offensive rebound down. And he just goes through everybody, lays it up and in. And he's going to be fouled, go to the line. We're going to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, big-time rebound there for Gabe as he went up really high to get that rebound. And then just a nice power dribble. Gave a little fake, got him, his defender up in the air and went up strong. Got the hoop and the harm.
So Gabe at the free throw line, trying to give Barrie a seven-point lead. He does, 43-36.
16 points for Gabe Gladish.
Eastern quickly down. Helton with it, just turns the corner, lays it up. I like Helton. He, you know, he's a long athlete. He's only listed at 6'1", but he looks long everywhere, long legs, long arms.
He did, and nice job. I mean, he just really extended that arm and just kept on going up, and nice job, nice move for him. And Ainscote's going to drive the baseline and throw it away. And here comes Helton coast to coast, and they're going to get him for steps.
And Helton, I tell you what, the kid plays hard, and he had the right idea. He was trying to stop real quick, pivot back, and pitch it out to Hamilton for a three, and he just, I mean, he stopped so fast, he just slid the pivot foot.
Yeah, he had the right idea there. Barty's going to come down, and Gabe Gladish will enter the offense.
Parsons into Keegan O'Neill. Keegan going to spin, leave it short. Second one's going to be short, but Keegan going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, good job of Keegan staying with it. Just left the first one a little bit short, but he stayed with it. Kept the ball nice and high, got fouled. He'll go to the line for two free throws. Keegan, so far on the night, has 10 points for the sophomore. First free throw's up, no good.
Keegan will have one more. And the second one, no good. So an empty trip for Barrie.
It looks like Barrie's going to go back to that 3-2 zone. Going to give a new look to the Thunderbirds. Again, the first half, the corner was very effective for Eastern. And nice job there as Ainsco tips it away. Barrie gets the steal.
Just not a good pass, and you can see Coach John Neal unhappy with that. Ainsco with it. Over to Isaac. Isaac going to slip around everybody, layup, no good. Keegan going to grab it, lay it in, and he's going to be fouled. And go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. I know it's early in the second half, Coach Doyle, but the Vikings much more willing to kind of get in that little area in between the blocks and really just mix it up, and it's paying big dividends thus far.
Yeah, Keegan O'Neill starting to show his dominance down low, and good job of getting on the offensive glass there for Keegan.
46-38. Eastern basketball, looks like Barrie's still 3-2 zone. And three going to be put up. It's short. Isaac going to grab the rebound. Dribbles out of a little trouble. Gets it ahead to Nick Parsons. Parsons Gladish.
Great ball reversal there for Barrie. Kicks it out. Isaac Wagler to Nick Parsons. Up, no good, but nonetheless, that was good ball movement.
That's
for
a shame that that shot didn't go down, because the ball moved sides of the floor three times, Coach Doyle, and we both, you want it to go in.
Yeah, no, great offensive possession there. The ball just didn't go in, so can't be displeased with that.
And a long three put up by Helton, no good. Keegan going to go over everybody. Ball gets tapped away, but Isaac picks it up. Barrie with an 8-point lead in the ball.
Yeah, Barrie's starting to limit Eastern Green to just one shot attempt, and with that, you've got an 8-point lead. They've been able to start slowly increasing this lead.
Gladish down to Keegan. Keegan, short shot, no good. Ainsco going to lay it up, no good. And here comes Helton with the rebound. Ball going to be tapped away. And here comes Parsons out of the pack with it. Lays it up, missed the layup. And Parsons going to foul, and it's just back and forth here, Coach Doyle, and that's a layup you got to make.
Yeah, it is, but I just love the hustle there. Austin Ainsco did a nice job hustling back, tipping the ball out, and then Nick Parsons, and then Gabe Gladish saved it off an Eastern defender, and then Nick Parsons came up with it, just going a little bit too quick and just laid it off the glass a little bit too hard, but love the hustle.
Eastern doesn't like the direction that this game is headed. They're going to take a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 3:26 left. Barrie 46, Eastern 38. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1-minute timeout.
There are misconceptions and misleading information in the funeral industry today regarding prepaid funeral agreements. Hello, this is Chris Sievers. Did you know Indiana law allows you to transfer your prepaid funeral agreement to any funeral home of your choice without penalty? That's right. You, the consumer, are in complete control of this. This public service announcement is brought to you by Goodwin Sievers Funeral Home, 2020 State Street, Washington, Indiana, opening early 2018.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Back to Kavanaugh Court will be Eastern basketball. 46-38. Vikings by 8. Austin Yoder into the game. Cameron Graber into the game. Barrie in that 3-2 zone.
Yeah, it's been a lot more effective here in the second half. Barrie just doing a better job of identifying where Hamilton's at and then also where Helton's at.
Ball tapped away for just a second. Eastern picks it back up. Helton has it again. In the middle of the zone, that is Jay Skinner knocks in one from the elbow. 46-40, and that was maybe a little too easy in that zone.
Yeah, that middle, they always say the middle is the soft spot, and Eastern did a good job of getting it there. Keegan, a nice spin baseline. He lays it in. That's a big-time move for Keegan O'Neill.
And I think Keegan may have got a hit right there also. So 48-40, but that was a man's move, no doubt about it. Skinner going to fire a three, rolls in. And I think you had a miscommunication right there. Coach Hughes wanted to switch defenses, and he had a couple people playing zone and three people playing man.
Yeah, and just like that, Eastern's back within five. 48-43, we're seeing a lot of points tonight at Kavanaugh Court.
I'm all for that. Keegan O'Neill down on that left block, out to
give it back to the big guy. Go back to him.
Gladish going to set for a three. It's going to be long, rebounded by Eastern.
Yeah, Barry's got to recognize they need to go back to Keegan on that one. He did a nice job passing it out of the post. Give it right back to him because he reestablished. And there, Gabe Gladish steals the ball. Here he comes.
And Gladish off the glass, no good. But he's going to go to the line to shoot two. And the thing about Gabriel is he invited that contact. He wanted to get hit. He wanted a three-point play. Ball didn't go in, but it wasn't because he tried to avoid what was going on.
No, he did a nice job there, and Gabe had 16 points. And Gabe, he's a guy that you want to see get to the line six, eight times a game. If you're going to be a scorer, at any level, you've got to get points at the free throw line. So far tonight, this will be trip 2 and 3 for Gabe. So I would like to see him, you know, every game be at that six to eight free throws a game. And if you know he's doing that, then you know you're not settling for too many jump shots, because Gabe, he's got that mid-range game too, where he can get all the way to the hoop or he can pull up. So just a very diversified game for Gabe Gladish.
Gabe's first free throw rolls in, 49-43. Ainsco back in. Bryson Graber back in. Cam Graber and Isaac Wagler sit down.
So Gabe looking for his 18th point on the evening.
Next one, got it. 50-43, Vikes by 7 again. Murray man-to-man this time. Hamilton. Skinner's got it. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton takes Ainsco down. His shot, no good, and rebounded by Gladish. And Gabe going to be fouled on the rebound. And that's going to be team foul either 5 or 6 on Eastern, but Bar-Eve kind of creeping in on the bonus.
Yeah, Austin did a better job of staying in between him and Hamilton, didn't let him get all the way to the hole, and Hamilton had to shoot a tough shot over Austin, just couldn't get it to go down.
Bryson Graber over to Austin Yoder. Bryson back to Keegan. Little jump hook in the lane. Got it. 52-43. Vikings by 9. I think that's the biggest lead of the night, Coach Doyle.
It is the biggest lead of the night.
Skinner going down the lane. Kicks it into the corner.
And Keegan O'Neill has 16 points. 11 of those coming here in the third quarter.
Skinner with it. Going down the lane. His shot wild off the backboard. No good. Keegan grabs the rebound. Gets it off to Bryson, and here comes Bar-Eve with 45 seconds left. Bryson over to Austin Yoder. Back to Bryson, 35 left. I think Bar-Eve going to take the last shot of quarter number 3 here.
Yeah, they're going to attempt to get the last shot. And it looks like the possession arrow is also Bar-Eve, so this could be big. Get a score here, get the ball to come out the third or fourth quarter.
Bryson with it. We're under 20. Over to Gabe. Coming up on 10. Bryson Graber back to Gabe. Gabe pull up 17-footer. Got it. Eastern going to try to get it in bounds. Helton going to fire one from beyond half court, and it's going to be no good, and a good close to the quarter. At the end of 3 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings 54. Eastern 43. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Well, a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back Kavanaugh Court, 54-43, and it'll be Bar-Eve ball to start quarter number 4, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, good offensive third quarter output for the Vikings, getting 19, but more importantly, their defense really stepped up, held Eastern to just 11 to extend this to 11-point lead. And that last quarter, all 19 points came from Keegan O'Neill and Gabe Gladish, as Keegan had 12 and Gabe had 7.
Bryson Graber with the basketball. And let's see what Bari tries to do here. Gladish And he's going to throw one out of bounds. And I think Gabe may have been able to go all the way to the rim right there.
Yeah, I think so too. He's trying to be a little bit too unselfish there and try to get Keegan with the pass and just threw it a little bit too hard.
So Eastern with it again. Hamilton trying to go to work on Ainsco. Tough layup, but he got it to go.
Good job. Good defense there by Austin. He went straight up and Hamilton hit a tough shot over him, but can't fault the defense too much on that one.
Rice and Graber hits Gladish in the corner. Gabe, another three. This one's short. Gabe going to run the rebound down off to Bryson. Bryson lays it in. And Bryson's going to get the points right there, but that's Gabe just not quitting on the play.
Yeah, great job of following your shot there. Got all the way the hole. Could have shot it himself, but got an even better look for Bryson Graber.
And as many easy buckets as Bryson's gotten people, it's time somebody got one for him. Hamilton on his way to the bucket, going to be fouled again. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two shots this time.
And in that third quarter, Hamilton had 13 points at halftime, and Barry was able to limit him to just 2 points there in the third quarter. He's got a quick bucket here in the fourth quarter for 17, and the first free throw's up and no good for him. So much better defensive effort for Barry on Caleb Hamilton. As Hamilton is actually 0-3 from the free throw line and make that 0-4.
So Vikings still by 11. Bryson Graber with it over to Ainsco. Bryson's got it back. Back to Gladish. Gabe gets himself caught. Austin Yoder. Ainsco now in the left corner. Keegan O'Neal. He just bullies through everybody. He's going to be fouled, go back to the line to shoot two. When you get on Keegan's hip, there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you're not going to get around him. He's the man. So nice job there by Keegan, making a strong move to the hole.
Keegan's first free throw in and good. And the second one going to roll in and out. And Eastern with the basketball again. Three going to be put up by Hamilton. No good. Gladish going to grab the rebound. And we're down to 6 minutes left. Ainsco's got it in the left corner. Austin. Gabe going to go down.
Nice pass to Bryson Graber. Bryson needs to shoot it. Back over to Gabe. He lays it in. What a two-man game.
Oh, my. Passing is contagious. 59-45, Vikings by 14.
22 for Gladish.
And Gladish kind of bobbled, but he batted it to Bryson. Bryson was open for a split second. Bounced it back to Gabe. Gabe lays it in.
Yeah, 22 for Gabe and 18 for Keegan O'Neal as they've really dominated the second half action as far as the scoring for Bar Reeve.
And they're going to get a foul this time on Gabe Gladish reaching in. And he is going to foul J.W. Howard. Howard went down hard right there. I think he got popped in the mouth. And he's got a bloody nose, it looks like.
Barry's done a nice job of just gradually building this lead. Just a three-point halftime lead. Was able to extend that to 11-point out lead after three. And then quick start here in the fourth quarter to get it out to a 14-point lead.
Looks to be a timeout on the floor. A little blood on the floor. They got to clean up.
The officials are going to take care of that. We come back. It's going to be Eastern's ball underneath their own bucket.
59-45. Were universal precautions followed right there, Jeff Doyle?
We won't speak to that.
Mandy Ash would be having a fit right now.
Yeah, hopefully Mandy's at home enjoying the Christmas season. Maybe she's watching a good Christmas movie. Maybe Elf's on. Who knows, Christmas Vacation.
Maybe even Christmas Vacation. So Eastern with it on the inbounds. 59-45, Vikings by 14. Coach Doyle, as Hamilton has the basketball. Long three going to be put up by Eastern, no good. And Gladish going to be fouled. That's going to put Barr even to bonus. Why do we on our radio put Perch, Coach Doyle? Always end up with unhappy people behind us.
I don't know. You know, what can't you like? It's a Friday night. You got two good high school basketball. Two teams putting it out on the line. Entertaining game. 59 points, 45 points. I mean, we scored over 100 points. We've still got 5 minutes to go. What's not to like?
Evidently stuff.
You're in one of the best venues. This is probably, I know in high school this was my favorite venue to play. I love the Hatchet House. I mean, it has its own mystique, but as far as small gym atmosphere, you cannot beat Kavanaugh Court.
Gabe gets them both, 61-45.
There's 24 points for Gladish.
I mean, people unhappy last night, people unhappy tonight. It's just, man, it's basketball, man.
What's Buddy the Elf say? They just need some Christmas cheer. They need to do more smiling.
More smiling. Hamilton with it again. Working on Ainsco. He's going to back it out. Skinner's got it. And he hits a cutting Isaiah Padgett. Padgett's going to lay it in. Coach John Neal wants a quick timeout. We'll take one, too. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 4:32 left, 61-47. Back to Barr Eve after this 30-second timeout.
Helena Chemical in Montgomery is proud to offer Megafol. Megafol will rev up growth in your corn and soybean field. This natural plant extract increases metabolism, which allows your crop to use its own energy more efficiently. When used as part of a high-yield fertility program, Megafol can increase your yields by as much as 13 bushels an acre for corn and nearly 5 bushels per acre for soybeans. To find out more, contact your Helena representative today in Montgomery. Call 486-3285 or visit online at helenachemical.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 61-47. Vikings going to get some full court pressure right here. Gladish with it on the inbounds. Back to Bryson Graber. Bryson going to spin it out. Over to Ainsco. And Keegan just took it away from everybody, laid it up and in.
42 points for the big man. Nice high-low there. Good set drawn up by Coach Hughes.
63-47. Skinner with the basketball.
Should we give her the microphone?
We might. We might have to. Unhappy. J&B, get this fixed. Come on. Helton with it again. Wanted to pull up. Going to kick it back. Skinner for three. Gladish with another rebound. And Gladish may have been fouled about six times right there, and there they're going to get it. And I like players, Coach Doyle, and I always have, who want the ball in their hands, and they're going to hang on to it until they get fouled.
Yeah, Gabe did a nice job there, and the official tried to not call the foul, but on the third time that Gabe got the Eastern defender finally reached in a third time, and that was one too many times, and Gabe's going to go back to the line as Gabe has 24 points on the night and a chance for point 25.
Got it. That's eighteen fouls on Eastern.
And I had the pleasure of going to the Pacers OKC game Wednesday night, and I got to see our good friend JMV at the game, and him and his son were there at the game. And shout out to JMV if he's tuning in tonight. Hate to tell you that your Thunderbirds looked really good for a half, but Barr Eve's just been a little bit too strong second half. But the good news is I think Eastern Green's going to be a force to reckon with in that 2A sectional.
So 65-47. Gladish gets them both. Hamilton with it. Back to Helton. Helton layup. Nice move again.
Yeah, Ethan Hamilton. Helton with another bucket.
Gladish
with it.
That's
19 for Helton.
Coach Hugh says get wide. Let's see what Barry tries to do here.
And they're going to make Eastern come out and chase. And Coach Hughes wants to draw some fouls, hit some free throws, and let's go home.
And they wanted to foul Bryson Graber, and it wasn't called. And they put a hand right in the middle of his chest. You saw Coach Neal basically saying this is, he's the one we want to foul. Back to Gladys, 2:40 left.
Look underneath.
And they had Keegan. And Barry just got a little hesitant right there, but Austin Ainsko going to be fouled. That's 19 fouls on Eastern.
Good thing is they maintained control, possession of it, drew the foul, and that's what you're trying to do in the spread offense. Austin Ainsko, the bonus, first free throw's up, and it's no good.
Here comes Eastern with the basketball. Helton with it. Skinner's got it in the corner. He's going to dribble it out. Back to Helton. Three is up. Got it. 65-52, and that's five in a row for Eastern to kind of hang around here. 2:21 left. Coach John Neal wants a full timeout. We'll take one, too. Vikings by 13. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
There are misconceptions and misleading information in the funeral industry today regarding prepaid funeral arrangements. Hello, this is John Baldwin. Did you know Indiana law allows you to transfer your prepaid funeral agreement to any funeral home of your choice without penalty? That's right. You, the consumer, are in complete control of this. The public service announcement is brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, 2020 State Street, Washington, Indiana. Opening early 2018.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Now back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on the General. 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 65-52. Vikings trying to salt this one away, Coach Doyle, as we come up on 2 minutes left.
Yeah, the good news for the Vikings, they will be shooting two shots from here on out. The next foul for Eastern Green. Just got to keep your spacing. Eastern comes in double teams. Bryson Graber's able to get the pass away, and Gabe Gladish on the dribble.
Ainsko back to Gabe. Gladish going to dribble it out. Over to Keegan O'Neal. If you stay with your man, does that help, Coach Doyle?
That's a good philosophy to, you know, I guess that's a sound defensive principle. Is that how you coach it?
Yep, stay with your man. Gladish with it. We're down to a minute and a half. He's going to dribble it out to the center circle. Bryson's got it. And Bryson going to be fouled. And with a minute 22 left, the freshman going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Barry doing a nice job in their delay game. Spacing was really good. Coming to a 1-2 stop. Pass fakes. You had Eastern come with the double team. Bryson Graber, nice job. Drew the foul, free throws up and gets the friendly roll.
66-52.
3 points for the freshman.
Second one is long. Here comes Eastern with the basketball. Minute 15 left. Helton with it. He's going to rise up. Another long three. Got another one.
Wow.
66-55. Gladish with it in the backcourt.
25 for Helton.
Gabe Gladish. Over to Keegan. And Keegan going to be fouled. And with 56 seconds left, the big sophomore going to go to the line to shoot two.
Keegan on the night from the free throw line is 0-2, 1-3, 2-5, it looks like 3-7 at this point. So let's see if Keegan can cash in on two free throws. Keegan does have 20 points, has played a really good second half for the junior, or for the sophomore, that is, and first free throw is no good. Keegan just needs to stay on that line. He's got a good touch, and this one's up and good. Good job for Keegan, 21 points on the night. Barry back into man-to-man defense. Helton with another three-pointer. It's up and no good, and Ainscote will get the rebound. He'll clear it off to Gladish. We're down to 40 seconds. Gabe will bring it up against Helton. Gabe still on the dribble. No count yet. Gabe picks up his dribble, gets it over to Isaac Wagler, back over to Gladish. Gladish will get fouled, and he'll go back to the line for two free throws. Chance for the junior to get two more points. Gabe with a game-high 24 points right now.
...67-55, 27 seconds left. Gabe's free throw rolls in. He'll have one more. Gabe's next one, got them both, 69-55. Eastern with the basketball, Helton with it again. Wild.
Tough
jump
shot
on the baseline, and he got it, 69-57.
27 for Helton.
And Isaac Wagler going to leak out. He probably could have went and shot a layup, but he's going to back it out instead. He's going to skip it over to Ainscote. Ainscote could go in and dunk it right now, and he's not going to. And that's going to do it. Fun game tonight here at Cavanaugh Court. Vikings win it, 69-57. Post-game show tonight brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp, Senior Financial Consultant at German American Financial Services in Washington. Barry moves to 6-0. It was a fun one here tonight, 69-57. Back to Cavanaugh Court for all of the post-game after this timeout.
Farmers will tell you Ag Lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag Lime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of Ag Lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Cavanaugh Court. Vikings win it tonight, 69-57. High-scoring affair here at Cavanaugh Court. Post-game statistics, Barre Principal Jeff Doyle.
And we will start with the Barre Vikings as they're led in scoring tonight by Gabe Gladish. Gabe with a game-high 28 points. Gabe was 9-9 from the free-throw line. Gabe also hit 3 3-pointers and 5 2-pointers for his 28 points. Keegan O'Neill, the sophomore, 6'8 sophomore, with 21 points, 16 of those coming in the second half. Nice second half for Keegan. Keegan was 4 of 9 from the free throw line. He hit a three-pointer and then 7 2-pointers for Keegan's 21 points. Nick Parsons. Nick provided a big spark in the first half as Nick hit 3 3-pointers for 9 points for Nick Parsons. Bryson Graber, the 6'1 freshman, had 3 points on a 2-pointer, 1 of 2 of the line, 3 points. Austin Ainscoe, the 6'5 junior, with 6 points on 2 3-point baskets. And that rounds out the score. Well, Quentin Yoder came in with some really good minutes in the first quarter and second quarter. 2 points for Quentin on 1 field goal. For the Eastern Thunderbirds, they're led in scoring by Ethan Helton. Ethan with 27 points, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. And then he had 1, 2, 3 3-pointers for Helton. And then he also had 5 2-point field goals for his 27 points. Caleb Hamilton, Bar Eve really shut down Hamilton the second half, as Hamilton only had 4 points after the break, 17 points overall for Hamilton tonight. Jace Skinner with 7 points on a 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, 2-2 the line. Isaiah Padgett with a bucket for 2 points for the senior. And then also J.W. Howard, the 6'2 senior, with 4 points on a 3-pointer, 1 of 2 the line for his 4 points. Quarter scoring at the end of one saw Eastern out to a 2018 lead. Bar Eve was able to rally, outscoring Eastern 17-12 to take a 35-32 halftime. And then the quarter that's going to decide it tonight, Bar Eve with 19 big points in the third quarter, held Eastern to 11 to extend that lead to 54-43. And then Bar Eve outscores Eastern 15-14 in the last quarter for a 69-57 homecoming win.
Always good to win on homecoming. Vikings do it here tonight. They win it 69-57. And while we wait on the coach, Coach Doyle, we can also go ahead and get ready and talk about tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough player. Obviously a couple of great candidates here tonight. Tell me how you want to do it tonight, Coach Doyle.
Well, obviously you got Gabe Glash with 28 points, Keegan O'Neill with 21, 16 of those come in the second half. I think we're going to give it to three players of the game tonight. We're going Nick Parsons, Gabe Gladish, Keegan O'Neill. Nick Parsons with a big spark in the first half for Nick. He had 3 3-pointers. I believe they were all in the first quarter, 9 points when Bar Eve was having a little bit of struggles. When Eastern was really on their mark, Nick was able to keep Bar Eve, keep pace with them, as it was pivotal. So we're going to go with Nick Parsons. Great game for him. And then Gabe Gladish was just steady throughout. Gabe got to the line late in the game, 9-9. He started out the game with 2 3-pointers, just another solid effort for Gabe for his 28. And then Keegan O'Neill with 21 points. He was limited with foul troubles in the first half, had to sit out after he got 2 fouls. He came up with 16 second-half points, and Keegan just did really was a man in the second half. His post moves really wanted the ball, went strong. So we're going with three players tonight: Keegan O'Neill, Nick Parsons, Gabe Gladish, your four tough players of the game.
Yeah, certainly my sentiments exactly. You know, when the Vikings were kind of scuffling there in the early going, having a hard time on the boards, had just kind of 2 or 3 unforced turnovers there in a row. Parsons was the one that stepped up, and man, he knocked in 3 big threes to kind of keep the Vikings at arm's length right there with Eastern Green. And had a big first quarter, did not score again, but, it's 20-18 after the first quarter. It looks a whole lot different if it's, 20-9 or something like that. Nick really kept the Vikings in it. Of course, Gladish, as you mentioned, steady all night, 28 big ones for the junior. And then Keegan O'Neill came out in the second half and really just dominated the paint area, 12 points in quarter number 3, and he finishes with 21, so a big night for the Vikings, big two. Bar Eve wins it tonight, 69-57. Coach Hughes, I know maybe the way we rebounded the ball in the first quarter is something you're not going to be happy with. I know you don't like your teams to get beat off the dribble, but from a pure spectator viewpoint, we score 69 points. That's fun to watch.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. We got hit in the mouth. I mean, they came in here and was ready to play, and we didn't do a very good job, obviously, rebounding the basketball and defense early, and we talked about it at halftime. But you know, I thought it was something, and we've had games like that before where the kids just keep, they buckle down a little bit tougher, and we got better as the game went, and I thought we shared the ball a lot better. We took way too many threes, especially in the first quarter. I know we hit eight, I think, but that's kind of what you call fake news. To me, that's too many threes in a half. We got to share the ball and get that thing in the post. And once we started doing that, you know, other things opened up.
It seems like, you know, at least the last several games, the second half, it just seems like the ball has moved better. Maybe we've made more of an effort to get the thing in the post. What do you attribute that to? Halftime lectures or?
Well, I don't think there's any magic there. I thought everybody that played contributed somehow for us, and that's important going forward. That you got guys coming off the bench and, you know, making some positive plays and doing some things that's going to help us be better. But I just think, like I said, I just think the guys realized at halftime that this Eastern team came in here and smacked us in the mouth, and I just think we were just a little bit more ready to play that third quarter, and I thought it was a really good third quarter for us, and, you know, we'll definitely take this.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Nick Parsons. Nick, you know, I know you're trying to find somebody to really kind of hold down, you know, that fifth starter spot or whatever you want to call it, and Nick's a guy that can make shots, and in the first quarter when we're scuffling and they're kind of beating us up on the boards, he came in and stuck three threes and kind of kept us in the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. When I said we took way too many, we wouldn't have been where we were at halftime if we hadn't hit some of those. But Nick is capable of shooting the ball, and that's one reason why he's in the lineup, that and his kind of his athletic ability to get a loose ball like he got at midcourt there, and he just got to finish that play. But, yeah, it was good to see him knock some down for us.
We go to DuBois on Tuesday night. It's a DuBois team. It's different year, same DuBois, it seems like. A lot of 6'2", 6'3"-ish kids, athletic, physical. And, you know, I think the term, that's a hard place to play. I think that's overused sometimes in high school basketball. Going down to DuBois, it's a hard place to play sometimes.
Well, and they're very good. They've lost twice up to this point, and against an undefeated Heritage Hills team and then a Tell City team that's only lost once. So, he's got a good squad, and we will have our work cut out, and we'll get back to work and hopefully make a successful trip.
All right, Vikings move to 6-0. Coach Brian Hughes, thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch you on Tuesday down at DuBois.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, this is Barry Basketball Coach Brian Hughes. Vikings win it tonight, 69-57. Closing thoughts, Coach Doyle?
Yeah, overall, there's definitely things that Barrie needs to work on, but, you know, we've got a young team, and, you know, this is a good experience, and it just shows that you're going to get the other team's best shot, and this was a very athletic Eastern team, and they came in here, and I like what, you know, Coach Hughes said. You know, they came in, they were just ready to play and kind of took it to us early, but, you know, give our guys a lot of credit. They battled and was able to just kind of pull away there in the second half, and, boy, we've got a lot of options. You know, we get you get Keegan going and Gabe going. It's just a hard duo to stop scoring wise, and they really carried the scoring low. But, you know, I thought defensively all our guys did a nice job. So nice team victory. Now you got to get ready, go down to DuBois, and it's going to be a hostile environment for Barrie to play in. I was talking to some people from DuBois the other night, and you know, they last few years they. Quite frankly, they said they didn't really think they had a chance to beat Barrie, and they think they have a chance. They think they have a team that's capable of knocking off the Vikings. So I know we're going to get a great effort from DuBois, so Barrie's got to be ready to play, and I'm sure Coach Hughes will have them ready, and it'll be a fun blue chip conference affair right before the Christmas break.
Yeah, it certainly will. So, well, that's going to do it here tonight. Our voice has held up, Coach Doyle. We made it through successfully.
Alka-Seltzer, here I come.
That's stopping in at the Montgomery Dollar General on the way home. I'm going to heed your advice. So for Dave Foster back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time, and for my boss and friend, Barrie Principal Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it over Eastern Green tonight, 69-57. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.